Suzanne Steele, SuzanneStelle. I want the commission to first know that I am first open and supportive of change. And in fact, this building where we're in is Church Landing. This is where I went to church and where I got married. So when things are good for the public, it's a great thing. But I am not in support of Northern Pass. I grew up in this town of Meredith, graduated from Inner Lakes, and I've now lived in Deerfield for the last 23 years. Some of the reasons I am not in favor of this project, first of all, New Hampshire is known for its natural beauty of countrysides, lakes, and mountains. And this beauty is an integral part for generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in our economy through tourism. This tourism provides a living for the population in our state as well. This project, if it goes through, would forever scar our great state, potentially impacting that revenue. Hundreds of miles of our Granite State would be permanently altered, thus changing the many vistas that are currently free from 100-plus foot towers. I am also a wellness consultant and concerned with the health impacts of Northern Pass. Although we're not abutters to the proposed path, I am concerned for the families who are and who would be constantly exposed to the dramatic increase of electromagnetic pollution from these proposed lines. Burying the line seems to be a better option. However, according to Eversource, not feasible due to the cost. Another health concern I have is the potential long-term negative impacts from these buried lines to the surrounding land, human, and animal life. I moved to Deerfield in '93 because of the beauty of its area as well as the history of our town. Coincidentally, we are celebrating our 250th anniversary this year, a community steeped in history. We have a number of important centers in our town, several very near the new proposed expanded lines. I am not sure our forefathers envisioned 150-foot towers within view from our town hall. This would threaten our historic places. During the open forum in Deerfield with Eversource, it was asked a number of times how much larger the Deerfield terminal would be and how much more electromagnetic power would be surging from this building. Neither Bill Quinlan or any other spokesman answered any of these questions. As a Deerfield resident, that raised a red flag for me. Another concern is the forecasted number of jobs have ranged from 600 to 2,500, few of them being outside of the construction phase. So I asked the committee, how much would that be a long-term benefit for the state of New Hampshire? One thing that was shared also at the fall forum was the potential savings for us as the users of electricity. Mr. Quinlan said that the savings might be 3 to 5%. However, how is that possible without a secured contract? He also said it was undetermined whether there may be any savings at all. This is definitely not a big enough benefit for me to support this project. One of the biggest reasons why I don't support Northern Pass is that this electricity is not going to be used by our residents. New Hampshire is currently a net exporter of electricity. It's going to be used by Southern New England, just like the existing Northeast Utilities transmission line that runs through our state. We are just being used by Hydro-Québec and Eversource to help them earn more money by scarring our beautiful state. Please do not allow this to happen. Thank you for your time.